Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the United States should not impede Iran's access to the global financial system. Zarif was speaking at a press conference with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini. For a part, Mogherini hailed Iran for living up to its commitments regarding the nuclear agreement. Japanese rescue teams are searching for survivors following two powerful earthquakes that left at least 32 people dead. The quakes hit the southwestern province of Kumamoto on Friday and Saturday. Authorities have ordered the evacuation of nearly 250,000 people from their homes in fear of aftershocks. Afghan forces have repelled a major Taliban assault on the northern city of Kunduz. Officials say security has now improved all over the province. 40 militants and 4 Afghan forces were killed during hours of fierce clashes. Anti-austerity demonstrations have broken out in several UK cities, including London. Demonstrators are opposed to government cuts to health, social housing, jobs, and education. Protest organizers accuse the government of being favorable to the wealthy. In Britain, official data shows the homeless population among the people of color has surged by more than 60% over the past 5 years. The figure now stands at around 20,000, which indicates homelessness is rising twice as fast among ethnic minorities compared to other groups. Brazil's embattled president Dilma Rousseff accuses supporters of her impeachment in parliament of trying to avoid corruption charges themselves. Rousseff says the vice president and the House Speaker are leading a conspiracy against her. Her opponents say the president manipulated budget accounts in 2014 to boost her re-election prospects. Palestinians in the occupied West Bank have held a funeral ceremony for a man fatally shot by Israeli forces on Thursday. Mourners marched through a refugee camp near Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. At least 209 Palestinians have been killed by Israelis since October last year. African Union troops have opened fire on civilians traveling in a car in southern Somalia, killing 4 of them. The incident happened near Bulamarar, southwest of the capital Mogadishu, triggering protests. The African Union says the soldiers opened fire when the vehicle failed to stop at a checkpoint.